Well, every week we always get someone from the NDP official opposition to join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. And the guest joining us on the line right now is Darren Billis. He is the NDP's economic development critic and also the MLA for Edmonton Beverly Clearview. I guess, first of all, Darren, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Anyway, I want to talk a little bit today about how the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a lot of job losses in the province. In fact, looking at some numbers from Statistics Canada the other day, I believe Alberta right now is the second highest unemployment rate in Canada. I think Newfoundland's number one in that category at the moment, but Alberta's number two, and certainly speaks to kind of the economic impact we've sort of seen from the pandemic with some of the job losses and whatnot we've seen here.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. I mean, we know that it's been extremely challenging for folks. You know, at the height of the pandemic, you know, Alberta was facing, you know, over 380,000 jobs lost. We know that we've been recovering some, but we also know that that economies that have not managed, or sorry, provinces that have not managed COVID-19 well. Their economies have been hit harder, that they've been worse. There's studies that are now out. We know that economists have linked, you know, the number of cases to economies that have performed the worst. And so we know that getting COVID-19 under control is good for the economy, and that's something that has not happened here in Alberta.
And I think there was also some more numbers I saw were in terms of, like, I think Alberta in 2020 had like the biggest drop in GDP compared to all the other provinces. So does this kind of sort of impact on the economy? How long do you think this could take for the province to kind of sort of dig out of this little hole here?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, again, this is where, you know, the role of government is absolutely critical. I mean, we've been calling for measures, increased supports for businesses during this whole pandemic. We know that that the current government has introduced some programs, not nearly to the scale that they should have. And I mean, businesses have been telling us directly that the grants and supports have not been enough, considering, you know, most businesses have been obviously enduring this for, you know, 14 plus months. And so, you know, had the government acted more decisively, as opposed to introducing half measure after half measure, which has prolonged the pandemic, which has had a direct negative impact on our economy, we'd likely be in a much better position. And it's businesses that say to me all the time that they are limping along. You know, nobody wants major restrictions or a lockdown. But the reality is, when you look at other jurisdictions that have taken that have had stronger restrictions for a short period of time that's acted as a circuit breaker, their economies have recovered much quicker and much better than ours has. And businesses are, you know, just the other week we were meeting with businesses that had, you know, made a bunch of investments in renovating their patios because they were told by the premier 3 weeks ago that patios are fine. And then last week the premier came back and said, no, patios are closed. And so, you know, businesses are unable to operate in these periods of uncertainty. And I can tell you what they're telling us is that Jason Kenney and the UCP government have just made this much more difficult than it should have been. And they've been living in a period of uncertainty for the past 15 months.
And you talk about kind of the impact on businesses. I know there was a stretch there where just kind of wandering around town here in Peace River where there were quite a number of restaurants that had you know, people out downing outside on patios and whatnot. But, well, now you walk around today and, well, there's none of those sort of patios and stuff out there because, again, everything had to be shut down with the change in restrictions. Now, I know the province, they've been doing kind of some of the grants with SMERG and whatnot for supporting businesses. But do you feel that there's kind of more that could be done here to help those businesses?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been calling for an increase to the grants for some time now. This latest round, you know, a $10,000 grant for many businesses won't even cover a month's worth of expenses. And considering from the date of announcement to the time it was rolling out is more like 2 months, you know, businesses are saying, yes, we welcome the help, but it's not enough. And if we're going to, you know, and we've been saying this from day one, if the province is going to impose tighter restrictions, they have to ensure that there are adequate supports so that our businesses can get through this really challenging time. And businesses are telling us there have not been enough supports. We've also heard from many, especially, you know, the fact that those in the tourism sector have been hit the hardest. You know, businesses that have been shuttered for 10 of the last 12 months, they need support if they want to continue to exist on the other side. And we need businesses to help our economy recover. And so, you know, there's a number of things we've called on from increasing the grant from $10,000 to $25,000. We've talked about supports for rent and utilities, bringing in a commercial eviction ban on businesses, reducing the insurance that they have to pay. I mean, the reality is every time a business is closed completely or has reduced hours, their revenue is being hurt, yet they still have their monthly bills they have to pay every month. And if businesses don't get the support, they're going to close their doors permanently. And that's not good for anyone. That's not good for our communities. That's not good for our families. That's not good for our economy.
And we've talked a little bit about, you know, with the different health restrictions out there and the actual enforcement of them. We were actually talking with the business owner over in Grimshaw the other day who was telling us that, you know, we'd like to see more enforcement from the province on, you know, some people out there who are breaking these health rules, but sometimes it can be kind of difficult in kind of the smaller rural communities like we got up here in the north. How important do you think is it for these sort of, you know, public health, the enforcement of this to be, well, enforced in not just in the big cities, but also in the smaller communities as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we're fans of let's apply the law fairly, equally across the province. And business owners that I've been talking to have said what's not fair is when rules are not being enforced and you have some businesses who from day one have adhered to the rules and restrictions. And you have, you know, businesses across the street from theirs who have not adhered to these rules, and with no public enforcement, that some haven't. And that means that it's an unlevel playing field. And so those that are following the rules are being punished. But I can tell you as well, Kyle, that what is not helpful is the fact that, you know, you've had a premier deliver mixed messages from the get-go as far as how important restrictions are and whether or not they should be followed. You've got 18 or 17 UCP MLAs that are all saying that we shouldn't be following these restrictions. I mean, that sends a mixed message to Albertans. And at a time when it's, you know, in one breath they say we're all in this together, yet you have MLAs going on Hawaii trips and over Christmas flouting the rules while Albertans have been struggling. You know, families haven't been able to see their parents or kids seeing their grandparents for such a long period of time that it's insulting to Albertans that there's a double set of standards, one for politicians and one for everybody else. So, you know, our position is that the rules do need to be enforced. They need to be enforced all over the province. Fairly and equally, and we do need Albertans. We recognize that they're tired. They're tired of the restrictions. They're tired of dealing with COVID-19. I mean, we all are, but we are so close to getting through this that again, you know, we need everyone to go out, get vaccinated. It's about protecting your family, your friends, your neighbors, your communities, and the sooner that we have vaccinations, the sooner that we can get back to a level of normalcy, businesses can reopen, people can go out to eat, can enjoy all of those things once again. But, you know, with the current government and the premier, people are telling me they've completely mishandled this COVID-19 with half measures, without adequate supports for businesses and families, and then constantly giving mixed messages and creating uncertainty, which, of course, any business owner will tell you the worst thing for business and the worst thing for the economy is uncertainty. And so, you know, we've been calling on the government to increase their supports and measures, to have a steady hand. Let's get through this and then let's reopen.
And, of course, whenever we have guests here on the hot seat, we always like to end things off with a little bit of personal question. We were talking a little bit about the vaccines. I myself was one of the thousands and thousands of Albertans who went through the whole vaccination booking that yesterday. And I know you've kind of got yours already Well, it's kind of sort of the process like you. Do you think it's sort of a relief now to finally have the kind of the vaccines out of the way in your case?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, I've got the AstraZeneca vaccine, and I think, the fact that we are opening it up now to 12 and up, I think is a good move. That we need more people to go and get their shots. I mean, that's how we're going to defeat these variants. I mean, people who, are not in favor of the vaccine need to understand that as long as a large portion of people are not vaccinated, the variant will continue to mutate, and we will have variants of variants. In order to beat this, we need folks to go and get vaccinated, and like I said, then we can return to life that we once knew, that we can continue to enjoy ourselves and get together and have these incredible moments of weddings and celebrations and everything else. So, I'm imploring Albertans to sign up to get vaccinated. Let's protect each other and our loved ones.
Well, hopefully get back to that sort of normal life sooner rather than later. NDP Economic Development Critic Darren Bellis, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.